Howdy, friends. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. A big thank you goes out this morning to the County Roads Department for repairs made at the Georgetown Bridge. Not only does this save us half the distance to get to our cattle, but will also allow us to bring the cows home this week without fording the river. Crossing the South Loop would be much more of a challenge since it's now a deep channel with sheer sandbanks several feet on both sides. We didn't have much sand deposited on the grass on our part of the river, but we do have about 30-foot more sandy beach extending from our side. I'm not planning on moving the fence to take advantage of the extra acreage. We had a few more calves this week, and since I hadn't gotten hay moved down to the river place ahead of the storm, it looks like it makes more sense to bring the cows to the feed this year. Much of our hay was in standing water, and the sooner it's fed, the better. We were some of the most fortunate in this storm. There's a long recovery ahead for the entire state, and every day of sunshine makes the next step easier. My morning reading picked out today's program for me. It was from Psalms 95:7. I take much comfort from it, and I hope this morning's poem, Finale, gives my listeners just a hint of the connection that stockmen have with those under their care. Births witnessed in that barn, in the hundreds, I suppose, each one an affirmation of the vocation he had chose. They came in for a reason, they were not there by chance. If help was needed, he would be there. That's the way he ran his ranch. This should have been an easy one, a heifer with back feet showing. She hadn't been pushing very long, and he had no way of knowing how the night would play out, that fate would tip its hand. It probably wouldn't have mattered, though that's hard to understand. Tonight he used his pullers, not like his younger days, when he would stretch his sinews. Those were a young man's ways. And tonight he worked alone, no one in the house to call. He'd missed her all the time since she'd passed on in the fall. The winter, long, cold, and lonely. The cattle helped him cope. It was springtime now, and spring always brings new hope. His mind was on the heifer, the calf's hips were coming through. Speed was all that mattered, to Terry would not do. The calf wasn't coming easy, against the puller he did strain. With each click of the handle, calculating in his brain, the time that had elapsed since the calf's cord had been broke. At last the heifer gave him up, but there was no gasp or choke. The calf was quickly in the air, by its back feet it was swung, 2 pounds of calf to 3 of man, till dizziness had rung. The ability to swing, not even 1 round more. They landed on a pile on the stall's straw-covered floor. He placed his ear against the calf's side, a cowboy stethoscope, and now he had a slimy ear and a little bit of hope. He knelt down at the calf's head, held its mouth shut with his hand, and blew into its nostril till he saw the ribs expand, and then he pushed the ribs back down, and then again he blew, until he was exhausted. He'd done all that he could do. He placed his ear back on the rib cage and listened for the heart, and he heard a steady beating, the beating of a new life start. Then his world went silent. Lord, it must have hit him fast. Who knew the breath he pushed into that calf would be his very last? Somehow it seemed fitting, his passing in those cedar walls, instead of walls of brick and glass and antiseptic halls. I'm sure that some would not agree, and don't share my belief, would say he paid too high a price for just another head of beef. Look close. See the reflection of something greater there. He is our God. We are the people of his pasture and the flock under his care. Psalms 95:7. I'd like to invite you listeners to a cowboy social that is taking place this Friday evening at 7 o'clock at the Archway Museum near Kearney, Nebraska. This is a fundraiser for Bravehearts Equine Assisted Psychotherapy and Learning. I hope some of you can come out and enjoy a fun evening and learn a little more about this unique organization. I finished up Beth's chicken pen this week, and it's getting dry enough that we can get out in the pastures without tearing up the sod. I'm sure my PowerPost driver will be finding some work this week. If you'd like to see a demonstration, stop by any time. I'll let you try it out on one of my ongoing projects. Or maybe you would prefer to just take a look at PowerPostDriver.com. They are the driving force in fencing. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. Hoping that the Lord blesses you real good today and that our happy trails cross again soon.